it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Oh, indeed we are. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto, you. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get to hear their names mentioned every now and then. Not one of those days, I got to tell you. We're all about the platforms, all about radio on the go, all about the various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And yeah, we're approaching the holiday season. Some of the devices you have are getting a little bit old. Maybe spilled a little coffee on it. You know, you dropped them a couple times, got the crack across the screen, all that kind of good stuff. Well, guess what? Might be something nice in the stocking. And if that ends up being the case, boy, can you get your fix of the Spano and Black Attack and everything here on the network. Go to Stitcher, go to TuneIn, go to iHeart. It's all there for you. All you have to do is, you know, click in and there you are. Just download the app and away you go. Same with our award-winning website. You know, we got a listen live button right there. Check out any of the show if you happen to be sitting at your desk in that given moment. Boss allows you a little background noise, and that's what we're perfect for, a little bit of background noise. Check it out. All the programming. We got an archive of all the various different interviews that we do here on the network, and whether it's us or the Jefe or Tittle, you know, Wrestling Observer, you know all the drills. We get some pretty big name people on here right across the board. It's almost always in sports, but every once in a while we get some entertainment, some authors, and you know the drill. Most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls that are serving our country, this is a tough time of year. Away from home, you know, maybe they get leave, maybe they don't. A little taste of home, little video conference call, that's about all they can hope for. So no matter where they are in the country, no matter where they are in the world, we're very happy and proud to give them a little bit of a taste of home. And we'll be talking to you a little more about Army-Navy, which we're going to be at in December. We'll be back. We'll set the table, no pun intended, right after this short timeout.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack.
Who is it?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto, Joe's off today on this Thanksgiving Eve. And we'll be talking here as we come out of the breaks on little various different side dishes that you like at Thanksgiving and what your favorites are. Robert, feel free to chime in on what you like at Thanksgiving. When I travel, which is what I usually do on Thanksgiving, I'm fond of bringing my my famous or infamous, depending on your perspective, cranberry sauce. And what I do with that is I get the whole cranberries, cook them up, gotta bring them to a boil and let them open. And then I use a half a cup of OJ, a half a cup of sugar, and a half a jar, not the huge jar, the small jar, of orange marmalade. And I stir it in and then let it sit and let it cool. And it is absolutely delicious. Now, a lot of people, they don't know from fresh. They get down with the, you know, the Ocean Spray can. We'll give them a little pop there. But which is fine, by the way. You know, if the jelly is your direction that you like to go, feel free. But I'm down with the fresh myself, and in that kind of circumstance, I'm I got to have me some whole cranberries, and that's my one of my favorite side dishes to go with the turkey, because unfortunately most people cook turkey too dry, and so that kind of moistens it up a little bit. You get a little gravy in there, and you know. Not bad, but that's one of my favorite side dishes. So if you want to chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, it's at BobBlack71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA. So, you know, we're on this Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of people are moving around. We talked about all those mobile devices, and we're going to have a little bit of fun here today. We got a lot to cover. You know, it's kind of a potpourri Wednesday. Little bit of everything out there, but there are some lead stories. Everything's firing on all cylinders now. You got some rivalry stuff coming up, and we're going to talk to Greg Zehner from the Associated Press in hour two, and we're going to talk of some Iron Bowl. We also have Michigan State, Ohio State going on, and we'll get into that a little bit as well. I reached out to some of our Ohio State contacts. Man, everybody was locked up. It was, you know, just one of those things. And, you know, other stories on the horizon. You got some NFL games and Jurgen Klinsmann getting fired under the radar, because when everything is going on at this point in time, boy, I'll tell you what, it certainly turns into a free-for-all when it comes to men's soccer, because here they are sitting at the bottom of their group as they try to qualify for the World Cup, and right now ain't looking so good. They got a lot of time. Bruce Arenas is going to go in there and try to straighten out the mess. He's the winningest coach in the history of men's soccer, so they're going to bring him in to kind of save the day, and we'll see how it plays out. But we'll start with some National Football League. We'll save the college football for hour two, and we'll get into the rankings, because they got released yesterday and you know, all this kind of good stuff. But we've got some Thanksgiving games coming up that we're going to preview, and we got the just right scenario on Thanksgiving Day. We have the early game, we got the middle of the day game, and we got the night game. And we have the Vikings and the Lions, we have the Redskins and the Cowboys, and we have the Steelers and the Colts. And you know, these are games for a change, because a lot of times, especially with the Lions, because traditionally they have been the Thanksgiving team and traditionally they have stunk, it's not so bad this year in that they're 5-4 and their rival, the Vikings, are 6-4. I'm sorry, they're both 6-4, aren't they? Yeah, get the prescription fixed. You know, same thing with the Redskins and the Cowboys. Cowboys are running away with the division right now. A couple games up on the Giants and a game and a half, 2.5 up on the Redskins. Redskins could reel them back in if they go down to Jerry Jones's Pleasure Palace and take care of business. And Steelers and the Colts both sitting at 5-5, and one of these teams would like to create separation. Andrew Luck, more than likely not in the game. I mean, who knows? They're always lying about the injuries anyway. But let's talk some Minnesota Vikings and Detroit Lions to jumpstart this show. You know, look, Vikings finally won a game, and it took them, a month to do it. But after getting off to the hot start, perhaps they're back on track. You know, one thing that's flying under the radar here, and in this matchup of quarterbacks, everybody's going to go, Stafford. And I get that. And he's having a terrific year with Joe Bob Cooter. 18 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 2,600 yards. Bradford thrown for less yards, but he's only thrown 2 picks. And, you know, considering that he went in, had to learn a new offense, has been getting beat up because they're not really doing a great job of protecting him. It's pretty impressive what Sam Bradford has been able to do. And, you know, look, the game earlier in the month, Lions stole it out from under him at the back end of it. And, a 58-yard Matt Prater field goal sends the game into overtime, and then Detroit gets the win with the Matt Stafford Golden Tate play. It was a hell of a football game. And you've got two teams in first place. And, you know, we've talked about it. Neither Joe or myself are particularly huge Jim Caldwell fans. But, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. And we do this on this show. He manages to get this team ready to go. He has absorbed the loss of Ndamukong Suh. He has absorbed the loss of Nick Fairley. And look, you know, you gotta give the guy credit. They perform for him. They come up to speed for him. I give them a lot of credit where it comes to that. I still don't think they're a great football team. I think they're one of many, which I think is fair. But, you know, they've managed to carve out wins on the road. They've managed to keep the running game involved. It's more of a by committee kind of situation, but with Forsett and Riddick, they're doing okay. They got about 500 yards between them. Stafford can tuck and run every once in a while. He's got 23 attempts for 126 yards, and he's a big boy. He's not afraid to duck every now and then. But I do think that this game is going to come down more than likely to home field. And, you know, look, this is a really nice advantage for Detroit. They like this team. This is a blue collar team that's going on here, and they like it. This is a Detroit kind of team. They got a little taste of winning last year. Like I said, with Cooter as the offensive coordinator, Matthew Stafford has really taken a step up. And for a guy with the skill set that he has, and it is a really good skill set, he can make any throw on the field. His receiver core now, he's in sync completely with them, especially with Golden Tate. And, you know, when you look at it, I think that's going to be the edge in this matchup. I have a feeling that between Jones, between Tate, Zach Ebron, he's got really three really good weapons that he can go to. Riddick as well out of the backfield. Anquan Boldin still has a little something left in the tank. You know, they really spread the ball out. I think that's the philosophy on this football team, is to move the ball around. The limitations for Minnesota are well known. They're having trouble running the football. They're committed to it, and I think they've done a better job of it. McKinnon, Asiata, they're managing to control the line of scrimmage and try to give Matthew Stafford some room. That, to me, is the key of this football game. If they can at least have some semblance of a ground game, they're going to be in it. If Detroit's defense is able to do the job and stuff the run and force Sam Bradford to go to the air, they'll be able to pressure him, knock him around a little bit, and probably win the football game. We'll pick it up right there on the other side. We'll give the last thoughts on Detroit, Minnesota. Think about your side dish. I'm thinking about mine. I'm Bob Black. We'll be right back.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything. You want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black. Senator Roberto Joe's off today. We're wishing him a happy Thanksgiving. And we're talking some side dishes here. Now, one of my mom's favorites was pearl onions. She always used to save that for the holidays. We never got that during a week or, you know, Sunday dinner, whatever it was. We always used to get it on Thanksgiving or Christmas, sometimes on Easter, but mostly on Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that was always good. We always liked that. The cream pearl onions, which, by the way, if you go into the grocery store, boy, are they expensive. Man, they just know that it's fancy time at the dinner table. And they smack you around. Come on, guys, they're onions. For crying out loud. But that being said, they're absolutely delicious. She used to do them up with just a little bit of bacon in them, along with the cream sauce. And then, you know, finish them off in the oven. That was always a treat on Thanksgiving. Yeah, we always liked that. It was pretty. Even my brother, who didn't like onions, was always down with that. Well, if you're down with some good football, and it, like I said, it should be a pretty good game. The opener tomorrow, 12:30 in Detroit. And I'm kind of leaning Lions here. You know, Lions are just one of those teams floating under the radar a little bit. Like I said, I truly believe that in this bizarre year within that division, they're kind of the class of that division. And you know, when you look and you look at Minnesota's struggles, and it's taken them a month to win another football game, it's hard not to pick Detroit in this scenario. So I'm going to go in that direction. I think the way it's going to play out is, as usual, I believe that you've got a Minnesota defense that's pretty darn good, a Detroit defense that's a little bit underrated, and you know, they hold serve at home. They're 4-1 at home, 2-3 on the road. This gives them a little bit of separation, I think. Now, their defense, I don't think, is in the caliber of Minnesota's, and we'll see how that turns out. But I think Bradford's probably going to have to go to the air. I think that being the case, they're going to put some pressure on him. I don't know if they force a turnover or not. He's been pretty good about ball protection. But I like Detroit at home, barely. Could it go the other way? Yeah, probably could. I have really very little conviction in this pick. But again, I kind of like the way that the Lions are trending. They've been playing good football since the struggles early on. And again, now that Stafford is completely comfortable with his offensive coordinator, they really seem to be on the same page and performing offensively. So I'm going to go with the Lions at home on Thanksgiving. Minnesota will drop to 6-5. They'll have some heavy lifting to do. They'll still be in it, you know, but we'll see what happens. Now, the $100-plus million man, yeah, I'm referring to Kirk Cousins, goes into Cowboy Stadium, AT&T, Pleasure Palace, and they're facing Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys, who have only lost one game. And albeit for a receiver not getting out of bounds and it being Dak Prescott's first game, and that's the opener against the Giants, you might be talking about an undefeated Dallas Cowboy team. Now, are they as good as they reckon? I don't know. I'm still not completely sold, and I'll tell you why. The defense, I think, although improved, is being helped by the fact that they're on for about 15 less plays than they were last year, which means it's 15 less scoring opportunities for the opposition. Cowboys still have arguably the best offensive line in football. Zeke Elliott is in the talk not only for Rookie of the Year, and that's interesting because two of them on the same team, but in the MVP conversation as well, as is Dak Prescott. And you know, when you look at it, Zeke does everything. And we talked about coming out of college, his ability to not only run the football, which he does, but he does the other things that keep rookie running backs off the field on many other teams. He blocks. He'll protect his quarterback in pass protection. He also receives. You know, He's one of those guys. He's got 22 receptions. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's legit out of the backfield. The thing that's scary about the Cowboys, and it's something that I think coaches can go to school on a little bit, is they're not hiding Dak Prescott. Now, granted, balance, great offensive line, all has a lot to do with it. But with all that being said, you've got a quarterback in Dak Prescott that is not being hidden by his offensive coordinator and his head coach. And Dallas has had over 400 yards of total offense in the last 8 games. That's tied with New England and Denver for the longest streaks in NFL history. I don't see any reason why they're not going to continue it tomorrow. When they beat Baltimore, which was a struggle, Prescott had to air it out a little bit. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. Zeke runs for 97 yards. 2 of the touchdowns go to Dez Bryant. That's the formula. This is the big three all over again. And this is what has Jerry licking his chops. And this is why Dallas is a legitimate Super Bowl contender. This is Aikman, Irvin, and Emmett all over again. Now, 2 out of the 3 parts here are Looney Tunes, which in the old days it was only 1 in Michael Irvin. You know, hookers, a pile of cocaine in a hotel room. You know, they knew where to find them. They just didn't know which hotel. But honestly, Zeke Elliott is, until, you know, of course, as what running backs do, wear down. He is already one of the best running backs in football. What a luxury to have with a rookie. Now, is Dak Prescott one of the best quarterbacks in football? No, not yet. You know, as it was shown a few weeks ago, and I'm still trying to figure out why that happened, but he can be rushed. And he will get a little bit scattered if you put pressure on him. And look, he's still a rookie. He's still going to make some rookie mistakes. But honestly, ball protection for the most part with Dak Prescott has been there. Tony Romo has graciously said, okay, you know, I'll deal with it. And like I said, to this day, I can't understand why in the Philadelphia game when Philly had him on the ropes, why they backed off pressuring. They were bringing the kitchen sink at Prescott, and in the fourth quarter and in overtime, they didn't rush him. And to me, it ended up costing Philadelphia the win, and that was cautious coaching. But with this being said, the Skins go in there. They have a pretty tough task. However, they do have their franchise quarterback. And you can't question what's been going on with Kirk Cousins. I mean, you know, before the season, we talked about it here on this show. We weren't sold that he was the franchise guy. He's the franchise guy. You know, he's grown into the role. I mean, you think about how the sequence went. He was overshadowed by RG3. He comes in, does the job when he gets the start. Last year they win the division. Management still isn't sold. So they franchise him. He gets big bucks for the year. But now they're going to have to pay the piper. And rightfully so. Look, he's passing at 68%. He's over 3,000 yards, 17 TDs, and 7 interceptions. You know, it's he's first rate. The weapons around him keep getting better and better. You know, Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson, Jordan Reed. I mean, these guys are legit. The defense, yeah, nothing to write home about. But they managed to get the job done. They put a little bit of pressure on the quarterback every now and then. Linebacker core is first rate. And, you know, considering that this division has turned out to be significantly better than what people thought. They thought it was going to be a top-heavy, bottom-heavy division, and in reality, everybody's competitive. Kirk has kept his team right there. Now, going into Jerry Jones's place is not the easiest thing in the world. The crowd's going to be amped. Thanksgiving tradition in Dallas has become one as well, same as in Detroit. This is a tough game. This is a tough environment. But I'll tell you why Washington has another chance on the other side. I'm Bob Black. This is Spano and Black Attack. We'll be back with another recipe and a pick right after this.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Make spirits bright for every musician on your list. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Good one, Robert. A little Les Nessman bringing us back. And not Les Nessman, I'm sorry. That was the station owner. I forget his name. But that was after the great turkey promotion on WKRP in Cincinnati. Oh, my God, the horror. They're hitting the ground like bags of wet cement. Yeah. Well, fortunately, we didn't do that promotion here at Byline. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto chiming in. I still want to know what your favorite side dishes are, man. Send me a note. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Now, this is another one that, you know, people wouldn't ordinarily think of, but it's actually a friend of mine, my friend Donna, who I've known literally since elementary school, her and her ex, used to go down to Jamaica, and they spent a couple of Thanksgivings down in Jamaica. And they came back with, she came back with this recipe for Jamaican pumpkin soup. And using, she roasts, she does the whole thing. She roasts the pumpkin. She, you know, takes all the seeds out and roasts the seeds as well, but that's a separate thing. But roast all the pumpkin and, you know, gets it all toasty and everything and then purees it. And then she adds the Jamaican spice, which she refuses to give me the recipe to. And puts it out there as a side. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, doing a soup on Thanksgiving is not one that, that readily comes to mind in a lot of households. But I got to tell you something. It's served warm, not cold. And it is just absolutely delicious. When I'm there, when I visit, I cannot get enough of it. It just, it's got a nice little tang to it that offsets the blandness of the turkey sometimes. And, you know, or the ham for that matter, depending on what you serve up. But, yeah, Jamaican pumpkin spice soup. And there's recipes for that online if you want to check it out. It's not too bad. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. So why Washington could win the football game? Well, national TV, spotlight game. And that's the thing that people forget on these Thursday games is they got all these football games on Sunday, which we're not even going to get to today. That's fine. But it's all about having the spotlight to yourself. The families are watching. Every family in America is glued to a television set somewhere watching a football game. 4:30 is about the time you're finishing up dinner usually or sitting down, depending on what kind of household you're in. And I don't want to be embarrassed. And even though the Cowboys are playing really good football right now, Skins know if they lose this football game and fall three behind with four to play. Right? Is that right? Yeah, they got 10. This will be the 11th game. So, yeah, they fall three behind with four to play. They're pretty much done. Go to 6-4 against the Cowboys. They're done. And I kind of think that's why Washington's going to go in there and win this football game. I mean, I know the Cowboys are playing great ball right now. They really are. And, boy, I hate the Cowboys. Jeez. I know it's a horrible thing to say on Thanksgiving, but I hate them. But with that being said, Washington, I think, is going to make it interesting. I think Cousins has really found his mojo. They're managing to run a football enough. You know, Jones can flat out run it. He's got 99 attempts for 460 yards. He's got some breakaway ability. The backups aren't half bad. The defense is playing pretty good. Jay Crowder's playing, you know, catching the football. Garcon, like I said, Reed, he's got weapons. And I think that could end up being a difference in this football game. A little bit of exposure of that Dallas Cowboy defense. You know, they're still not great at getting up after the passer. Defensive backs, although improved, are still a bit of a liability. I think Cousins is going to find some matchups that he likes. And I have a sneaking feeling they're going to win this football game. Could it go the other way? Yeah, of course it could. Dallas at home, the whole 9 yards, 9-1, get it. But this is one of those hunch games for me. I just have a feeling that they're going to win this football game. I don't know why, but we'll see. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529, which leads us to what could end up being an afterthought football game, Steelers and the Colts. Both teams at 5-5, both teams desperately trying to hold on. You know, Luck, probably out, maybe out, possibly out. I don't know. But the Colts at home, they've done a pretty good job. I kind of like Pittsburgh in this game, because it still, to me, it still comes down to the fact that the Colt defense is pretty bad. You know, pretty bad. I wish I had a better hunch on this. I really do. It's just, you know what it is sometimes. You look at certain teams and you say to yourself, we know they're not for real. Colts are 5-5 because of luck. It's the only reason why they're 5-5. Pittsburgh is still trying to get its balance back, as it were. And, you know, that unfortunately is part of the problem for them. You know, again, let's be honest about it. Don't forget, Pittsburgh was playing the best football in the league when Roethlisberger got hurt. And, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, I'm multitasking here. I'm looking at Andrew Luck. He's still in concussion protocol, so he's probably not going to play, which leaves it in the hands of Scott Tolzien. And that ain't really encouraging if you're a Colts fan. I was just trying to get the latest report on Andrew Luck. This poor guy, he takes a beating like few quarterbacks I've seen, with the exception of David Carr. It's just they don't do a good job of protecting him. The balance, although they try, you know, Frank Gore at this point in his time, I run faster than he does. Offensive line is okay. But when you're in perpetual catch-up mode, you're going to get pounded. I worry about this kid's future. I truly do. And Pittsburgh will get up after him. The defense has been porous, but they do get up after the quarterback. And, yeah, he's questionable. He couldn't practice on Tuesday. So it was roughly 16 hours ago. He's probably not going to play. And if they're smart, they hold him out that week. Take the hit now. You know, you'll be two games behind Houston in your division, but you got them for the rest of the season that way, and you still have the possibility of winning. You don't want to risk it with this kid. He's just too valuable. I mean, it's, you know, for Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger, you know, he's starting to get there. Look, he's got 20 touchdowns this season and 7 interceptions. Bell's running a football again. They're starting to get it back again. And I have a feeling, and we talked about it last week, when you look at a football team like the Steelers, who were playing so well in the beginning of the year, took their injury hit early, and now they're trying to get it back. And they're tied with the Ravens. Ravens have the tiebreaker. Bengals are 3-6. They're still in it. Bengals, they can turn it around. Hell, the Browns, no, maybe not. You know, when you look at Pittsburgh, they've got the Colts, the Giants, Bills, Bengals, Ravens, and Browns. You know, 8-8, 9-7, maybe. Win this game. You know, it's really what needs to happen for them. And Roethlisberger, his ability to just play through pain. I talked about Andrew Luck getting the you know what wailed out of him. Happens to Roethlisberger every season. These are two of the toughest, most physically durable quarterbacks that have ever played in the National Football League. I mean, both of them, to me, are reminiscent of Brett Favre. Both of them are actually physically bigger than Favre, a little bit. But, you know, Pittsburgh and the pounding he takes. But their defense is going to have to step up a little bit. And I think, you know, this is what's going to happen in this game. And you know, again, the young guys have been playing pretty good. Shazier's been good. You know, Tua's been pretty decent. Defensive backfield's been, for the most part, getting it done. But Lawrence Timmons and Shazier, those inside guys, have really been getting it done for them. They're cohesive as a unit. They've got, I think, room to grow. And now that the offensive players are back in place again, I would not. First of all, I think Pittsburgh's going to come out with the win on the road. I also think Pittsburgh is going to win their division because Baltimore can't seem to get it together. And it's one of those scenarios where I think that if you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers at the end of the year, barring Roethlisberger getting hurt again, I think you're going to be looking at a team that's going to be firing on all cylinders. And if they get to that 9-7 mark, win the division, because I think that's the only way they're getting in the playoffs, but win the division, keep Bell from, you know, going nuts and losing his mind again. Got D'Angelo Williams. You know, there's a lot going on there. So I have this sneaking suspicion that this is going to be a much more dangerous team at the end of the year than it is right now. And I think they're going to take that first step against the Colts on the road in Lucas Oil. Oddsmakers think so too. I mean, Indy's given or getting 9. And considering home game, the whole 9 yards, that's an awful lot of points. And that's all predicated on the fact, of course, that Andrew Luck isn't going to play. And as of right now, you know, they never officially rule him out until the last possible second. But being in concussion protocol, not playing in practice on Tuesday, he's going to go. He's not going to go. And with Tolzien behind as quarterback, although sometimes the element of surprise can come into play here, not likely in this particular football game. I think Pittsburgh's going to have its way and have its way pretty easily and take control of that division. We're going to step aside, wrap up hour one on the other side. One last recipe before we hit the news at the top of the hour. Then we'll be back with you with more Spano and Black.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senior Roberto out on the coast. Got another one for you. Yeah, this one I really like. And I have to admit, I haven't tried it yet, but it looks really tasty. Oven roasted tomatoes stuffed with goat cheese. And they take, you know, those three on a vine tomatoes? Looks like that's the size of them. And cut the tops off. And then you scoop out the center. And you do some goat cheese with garlic and basil. I might even mix a little bit of the tomato filling back in on that, and then you roast them in the oven. Doesn't say for how long, but I can't imagine it would be very long, just until there's a little golden brown on the tomatoes and the cheese is melting. Oh God, I love cheese, especially goat cheese. It's good stuff. It's got a lot of flavor. That looks really, really tasty. So we're gonna check that one out. I like the whole style of that one. So as I said, as far as my picks go for this particular weekend in the National Football League, specifically on Thanksgiving, we got the Lions. I'm doing the upset with the Redskins. And I got me some love with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm just trying to see if I'm going to reconsider before we get to the top of the hour. Because once we all know that once we get to the top of the hour, everything's locked in. Now I'm gonna stick with them. I'm wavering a little on the Redskin pick, of course, because that's the one where you're really going out on the line. But look, Detroit playing first-rate football and deservedly so. Cowboys playing first-rate football as well, but this is it. For the Skins, there's no illusions here. They lose this game. They may still make the playoffs, but they're not going to make the division. And for Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh's just getting ready to get that train rolling, and I think they get it started on Thanksgiving evening in the late game. So those are the picks. Do with them what you will, and we're going to continue to talk recipes and football in hour two, which is only fitting because Thanksgiving is tomorrow. Stay tuned for your news. We'll be right back with more of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President-elect Donald Trump reportedly choosing South Carolina's Republican governor to serve as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Governor Nikki Haley, if confirmed by the Senate, would be the voice of the Trump administration at the 193-nation world body. She's the first woman to be named to the Trump cabinet. Yesterday, Trump sits down with New York Times reporters. Here's Mike Fortier.
Among the topics, whether to investigate Hillary and Bill Clinton over possible legal issues from the Clinton Foundation, Trump making it clear he's not in favor of prosecution, saying it would be very, very divisive for the country.
In Detroit, a Wayne State University police officer is shot in the head last night. Colin Rose is now out of surgery and expected to survive, according to the university police chief.
It's a very traumatic episode, so right now we're just hoping for the best.
A suspect's been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
You may remember Donald Trump said at the end of a meeting at the White House with President Obama not long ago that he looked forward to meeting with and talking to the current president again. And it's apparently happened at least once since then.
The president has had a conversation with the president-elect since the Oval Office meeting.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest confirming that the two men had a recent phone call since that White House meeting, but Earnest adds,
I'm not going to read out or confirm, you know, every reported meeting or phone call or conversation.
The Pentagon confirming that a senior al-Qaeda leader in Syria was killed in a recent airstrike. Abu Afghan al-Masri killed in a November 18th strike, according to Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook, who says the leader had ties to terrorist groups responsible for attacking U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan, as well as in plotting to attack the West. The NHL announcing last night that the new expansion team in Las Vegas will be known as the Vegas Golden Knights. This is USA Radio News.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
The government says cooking-related fires triple on Thanksgiving Day every year, and deep-frying turkeys is often the cause. Many Americans will choose to deep-fry their bird instead of the traditional roasting, but as actor William Shatner noted in a State Farm Insurance video a few years ago,
fire, metal, oil, and turkey are glorious when in harmony, but their power is unrelenting in careless hands.
So don't deep fry a turkey inside or even near a building. Make sure the bird is thawed. Don't overfill the pot with oil. And when you're lowering the turkey into the pot, Bill,
turn off the flame.
And always have a grease fire-approved fire extinguisher with you. Twitter's co-founder and CEO back on the social media site after his profile vanished for a while. Jack Dorsey's Twitter account disappeared on Tuesday night for about 20 minutes, but later reappeared, but with significantly fewer followers. The CEO previously had over 4 million followers, later returning with a modest 142.
We celebrate extraordinary Americans who have lifted our spirits, strengthened our union, pushed us towards progress.
President Obama, as he presides over his final Medal of Freedom ceremony, honoring 20 people, including Bruce Springsteen, Tom Hanks, and Vin Scully. I'd like to remind you, you can also find USA Radio News at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, here's my word. Get the hell off my spread. Now.
It's more than one word, but hey, who's going to argue with the Duke? Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senor Roberto. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Man, I need a shave. At Joe Spano 56, if you want to bother him on his day off. At Bob Black 71, and of course, at Sports Byline USA, if Twitter is more your thing. We're talking Thanksgiving football. We're talking recipes. We're talking ball football, because we're going to get into the college thing. But we're going to talk about devices as well. And look, if you're listening on your watch or on your tablet or your laptop or even sitting at your desk on a desktop, which they're becoming antiquated, and you want to get you some Spano and Black, well, go to our website, click on the Listen Live button. We're there. All of that is cool. All the interviews are there if you want to listen to something that has been done in the past. Athletes, entertainers, authors, whole nine yards. But really, it's about radio on the go. And, you know, a lot of people, well, most people are traveling today. A lot will be traveling tomorrow, but most people are traveling today. And you're in the car. You know what the drill is. Mom and dad got the lousy music on. They don't want you to put your music on. So what are you going to do? You're either going to listen to music, or you're going to listen to some programming. If you're listening to us, you can do it on your device. Pop the old headphones in, put them on, put your Beats on, and away you go. It's a beautiful thing. Same thing with mom. Look, we have, you know, moms listen to this show. Some hot moms listen to this show. I happen to know for a fact. You know, the husband thinks you're sitting there, you listen to some recipe. No. You listen to some Spano and Black. That's what it's about. Getting a little Spano and Black sitting there, he's never going to know, and I ain't never going to tell. More important for us, American Forces Radio Network. You guys, you serve us. We appreciate it. We love you. And you're away from home. Hopefully, along with some decent turkey, if they provide, you're getting a decent taste of us as well. We'll pick it up on the other side, set the Thanksgiving table for you right after this short timeout.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
And here you go. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, we got another one here for you. I hope you're not getting tired of this. I'm certainly not. This one I really like. This is courtesy of the Food Network. Baked mashed potatoes with Parmesan cheese and breadcrumbs. This comes from Guido De Laurentiis, who I have aspirations of meeting someday. And all that is your regular mashed potatoes. Mash them up well. Mix in a little bit of milk and melted butter. Mix in a little mozzarella. And 3/4 cup of Parmesan, and a little salt and pepper. Throw the potatoes into the baking dish. Put the breadcrumbs on top of the potatoes. Throw it in the oven, 400 degrees. And all you need is about 20 minutes. So that works out pretty good. That sounds absolutely delicious. I'm a mashed potato freak anyway. I like your garlic mashed potatoes, your wasabi mashed potatoes, all that kind of good stuff. So either way, that's a win-win situation for me. Well, we got some college football. Rankings were released. We're going to be joined by John Zehner from the Associated Press at 40 after the hour, and he's going to give us a little Iron Bowl preview. And, you know, a couple of big-time matchups this weekend. But we got to start... First of all, with Notre Dame, and they've got to vacate their wins from 2012 and 2013. NCAA has ruled because of the fact that a student trainer did coursework for the Irish football players. Not all of them, but a lot of them, evidently. Two football players and six other football players with extra benefits. This was a student athletic trainer. He was employed by the university from 2009 until 2013. Notre Dame goes to 1 year probation, a 2 year show cause in order for the trainer to get hired again. And all records for the games in which the players participated in 2012 and 2013 are vacated. So in other words, you played them, you won them, you lost them. Huh? Yeah, okay. 2012, don't forget. BCS championship game was Alabama and the Fighting Irish. They were 12-0 in 2012, where optimism abounded in South Bend. And Kelly was the next coming of Ara Parseghian. But they lost to Alabama 42-14 and went 9-4 the next year, beat Rutgers in the Pinstripe Bowl. And that's it. You're talking about 21 wins in two seasons. And they would go from second in all-time wins to tied for fifth with Alabama. Michigan has a 900 as of today. Michigan has 935, Notre Dame 896, Texas 891, Nebraska 889, Ohio State 885, and Alabama 875 total. It's all good. I think Bear has like, you know, 800 of them. No. Look, this is pretty harsh. This is pretty harsh. This was, and I don't like what came out of Brian Kelly's mouth. I hate to say this because he called it, look, he said, this is student-on-student teaching. The NCAA agreed on that finding. It was clearly excessive, that being the penalty. But you're in charge of the program, Brian. You and Swartic. They cheated under your watch. It's your fault. And I don't like it when a coach says, oh, well, you know, it's my program. I get the millions. I get the glory when we win. I get the criticism when we lose. But one of my student trainers took a couple of tests and participated in academic cheating, but it wasn't my fault. Now, I understand wanting to protect your football team. I understand even to a degree wanting to protect your legacy. And as Joe is fond of saying, look, you know, the wins aren't going to go bye-bye. I mean, Alabama knows they beat you. You know Alabama beat your team. But in this particular instance, and then all instances like this, this is the way the NCAA operates. They vacate wins. They do it in basketball. They do it in football. And I'm not comfortable with him saying that. I'm just not. I hate to say it, but, you know, look, there's always a rogue guy in pretty much all programs. They'll do what they need to do, whether it's slipping a player $20 or more, or academics. Or, well, you saw what happened at Baylor. You know, it goes on, and it's very difficult to control. I get it. But you absolutely have to control the program. And when something like this happens, I'm sorry, bite the bullet. You know? And this would be a lesser situation perhaps at some schools, but the reason why, and Greg Sankey was the chief hearing officer. He's the head of the, he's the chairman of the NCAA infractions committee. He's also the SEC commissioner. The reason why they stated it rose to academic misconduct was because the trainer violated the university's academic honesty and integrity policy. And Notre Dame erroneously certified the eligibility of two players. The trainer partially or wholly completed numerous academic assignments for players in numerous courses. She also provided six players with impermissible academic extra benefits across 18 courses. Now, they interviewed the trainer. Her assertion was she only wanted to help the student athletes in the institution's academic environment. Reality is, by doing the work, she wasn't helping them, number one. You know, do the work yourself. And number two, if she was going to make the decision to, quote unquote, help out, what you need to do there is go to compliance. And look, every school has compliance. Many of them don't comply, that is. But every single school has compliance. So you go to the compliance department and you find out whether or not what you're anticipating doing fits within the guidelines. Now, it's pretty obvious to me that the reason why she didn't do it was that she knew damn well that it wasn't going to comply. So she did it. Now, the way Notre Dame reacted, and a lot of these players back in 2012, 2013, were they temporarily dismissed the players and then reinstated them. Notre Dame made the argument that the vacation penalty is discretionary and shouldn't be applied in the case. The NCAA countered by saying the current byline doesn't particularly identify academic violations as an express example, but that does not mean the consideration is now inappropriate. So what it comes down to is this. They fought the law and the law won. And they're going to appeal it, but they're not going to win. And considering that all of these players participated in games, that's the major reason. Now, look, they're not going to give them the death penalty. You know, they're not going to beat them to death on this. They're not even going to lose scholarships. But they are going to vacate those wins, and it's going to stay locked down. Chip Kelly's not happy about it, but Chip Kelly needs to get over it. Brian Kelly, excuse me. We'll be back right after this short timeout. More college football.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Little Andy Kaufman stuff there. You know, we're talking sides here. We're loving our sides. We got all kinds of good stuff here. And when I talk to Zener at 40 after the hour, we'll have a little bit of fun with that. But, you know, it's funny. I've never been a huge stuffing guy. I just, you know, first of all, I don't eat a ton of bread anyway. But one that I like is sage sausage and apple dressing. And that's pretty good. You know, you get the old stuffing cubes, some butter, sage sausage. You take the casing out off, obviously, geniuses. Some onion. Couple of cooking apples, like Rome or Golden Delicious. You peel them, you core them, you chop them. A little chicken broth to keep it moist. Celery with the leaves, chop it up. A little flat leaf parsley. Half a cup of walnuts. Toast them if you can. And two eggs beaten. That sucker works for me. Moist. Get it in there. The sausage gives a little flavor to the bird from the inside out. As well, you get the turkey drippings as well. When you take the bird out of the oven, take the stuffing out, put it in the pan, finish it off in the oven. 350. Golden on top. Put the walnuts on top if you want. You can chop and mix them in if you want. It takes about 7 minutes after you get the stuffing out of the bird. Good stuff. Literally. But, you know, look, it's all these recipes I've been talking about, all this fun, you know, it's all about Thanksgiving. It's all about family. We talk about it with our armed forces overseas. A lot of these guys don't get to go home. A lot of these guys and girls. And it's important you remember that, you know, we've just gone through a pretty harsh political season. A lot of people are still upset. If you're on my Facebook page, boy, there's some wars going on, literally. But with that being said, you know, leave it at the door. Honest to God, leave it at the door. You know, there's no reason to drag it to the family table. And, you know, just have a nice one. Enjoy your families. Top six in the college football playoff. Alabama, and we'll be talking to John Zener at 40 after from the Associated Press as Iron Bowl happens this weekend. Ohio State, number two. Clemson, number four. Michigan, number three. Washington, fifth. Wisconsin, with two losses, sixth. Hoping to work their way in. Louisville, and nobody to blame other than yourselves. The matchups this weekend, you got Ohio State, Michigan. You got Alabama, Auburn. Clemson, they face South Carolina, who would like to do nothing more than upset the apple cart. But Louisville, you got nobody to blame but yourself. And Washington's licking their chops. They'll be playing the Apple Cup against Washington State. Don't count Washington State out. They're ranked 23rd in the country. Leach has got that team playing pretty good football. But right now the top four is sitting pretty. Either Ohio State or Michigan will drop, and they're not going to make it back in if they do, barring catastrophic upsets to Clemson or Washington. Wisconsin's lurking around, but I can't see them making the leap. And I think as it sits, we're kind of getting ready to lock in. It'll end up being Alabama, winner of Ohio State, Michigan, Washington, and Clemson. And if that ends up being your final four, that's pretty darn good. Depending on the seeding, will determine whether or not the national championship game remains a competitive one or a non-competitive one. Because, you know, quite frankly, with the quarterback situation at Michigan, I don't know that they, even if they should win against Ohio State, which I don't think they will this weekend, I don't know that they could compete against Alabama. I think Alabama would blow them out. Alabama versus Clemson, you know, rematch, I think that'd be a hell of a football game. And Ohio State, Alabama, well, you know, see the above. They've been real inconsistent as far as their offensive ability. The matchup I would like to see, quite frankly, is Washington against Alabama. I think that would be pretty good. I really do. You know, I've heard the talk about USC, and man, they got to have a lot of things go right. Washington has to lose to Utah. I mean, Colorado has to lose to Utah, excuse me. And then USC has to slide in, get into the championship game, play Washington, beat Washington. They'd still be with three losses. You know, look, they're playing terrific football. I just don't see how it works. And as for the rest of the top 10, you know, Oklahoma's lurking around at 8. Penn State slotted up in front of them to 7. There's a lot of respect to the Big Ten, and rightfully so. They're the best conference in football this year. You know, when you look at that conference from top to bottom, Ohio State, Michigan, Wisconsin, Penn State, Nebraska, we're not playing there. You're talking about some damn good football teams, all of which are legit. But, you know, unfortunately, when you're playing in those kind of conferences, sometimes you end up knocking each other off. That's what's going to happen with Michigan, Ohio State. And then with Oklahoma, you know, they had those two losses early. They're playing terrific football right now. All cylinders are firing. You know, Mixon's back in the backfield. Baker Mayfield is playing some really good quarterback. But they're going up against a really hot Oklahoma State team who's finally figured out how to run the football. And they're coming off their most impressive win of the season against TCU. Now, Bedlam won't happen until December 8th. I think it's the 8th. But, you know, you look at it, and it's going to be very difficult for them to vault with two losses. They're probably going to be that 15 team if they beat Oak State on the outside looking in. Colorado will be able to make their case. They've got to get their win against Utah, take care of their business in the title game. Could they possibly sneak in? Yeah, they have to have a lot of things happen. A lot of things happen, right? A Clemson upset. Obviously, Michigan or Ohio State will go bye-bye. A Washington upset. Well, they have to beat Washington in the title game. But again, I have a feeling when it's all said and done, when they set the final four, it's going to be Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Washington, and then it'll be more than likely Wisconsin and either Penn State or Oklahoma on the outside looking in. Colorado's defense is good. I don't think they can beat Washington. And at this time of year, you just can't have a slip-up. It's, you know, you're one and done. Theoretically, you're already in the playoffs at this point in time. But, you know, this is the life in the NCAA. But it also, you know, again, it kind of reinforces what we had talked about and have been talking about once they've gone to the playoff system, in that it should be an 18 playoff. I mean, it just, you know, or even 10. You could certainly make the argument that USC could knock off anybody at this point in time, including Alabama. Now, did I say that? No, maybe not. You know, it's how it is. Let's look at a highlight a couple of the games here. Washington at Washington State. In-state rivalry, the Apple, the whole nine yards. It's in Pullman. Washington has given up six to Washington State. I think they're a little better than that. I'd be surprised if this is as close as the odds makers have it. I like Washington in this game. Michigan, Ohio State. This is mission impossible, I think, for Michigan. You've got a quarterback out. You've got a quarterback that just hasn't performed. You know, he's been around for a while. He's got skill. But I don't see him being able to do enough against that Ohio State defense to get it done. The curiosity factor in this game for me is which Barrett shows up and which Meyer allows Barrett to play. Do they open it up a little bit? Do they keep it close to the vest? If they keep it close to the vest and they let Michigan hang around, then we could be having a different conversation come Monday or Tuesday. But I like Ohio State at home. We'll see how that plays out, and we'll get into the Iron Bowl next. We're going to have a lot of fun with that and even talk another recipe with John Zehner from the Associated Press. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
This Black Friday weekend, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With doorbuster deals like a Savannah acoustic or Rogue electric guitar, your choice just $59. A complete PDP 5-piece drum kit by DW for $299. A Mitchell ukulele for just $29. Or a 12-pack of D'Addario guitar strings for $25. Save up to 40% on gear in every department. And go to GuitarCenter.com to download your money-saving coupon now. Make spirits bright for every musician on your list. Black Friday weekend at Guitar Center, in-store and online.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need, when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. We put the phones on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by John Zener from the Associated Press. He covers football in the state of Alabama. We were looking to get that unbiased view, as it were, and he joins us this morning here on the Attack. Good morning, John. Nice to have you with us. Bob Black here.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time, man. It's always greatly appreciated. Well, I got to throw a curveball at you right off the box.
Okay.
Right off the bat. We've been discussing Thanksgiving Day side dishes here.
What? Keep in mind, you're talking to a Southerner here.
Yeah, I know. But believe me, I was in Mobile for a couple of years at NSP, so I got it. What's your favorite side dish on Thanksgiving, or do you have one that you particularly loathe?
You know, I'm a big sweet potato casserole guy. I could probably eat that all day if it was available. But let's see, one that I loathe. You know, I used to loathe canned cranberry sauce, but now I can take that in small doses. So I don't know that there's one I really just can't stand. But sweet potato casserole all day and fruit salad
with a
I'm
little
a big
marshmallows,
side item,
right?
Fat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got a little one. Thanksgiving.
There you go. Oh, that's awesome. And it's funny you say that, too. I opened up the show because we've been doing recipes at the top of each segment. I opened up the show with my own cranberry sauce recipe, which I don't know.
Well, I'm sure yours is delicious.
I don't do that canned stuff, man.
I hear you.
Iron Bowl weekend, man. And it's, you know, when you look at it, you look at Alabama and you look at how good they are, but focusing on Auburn for a second, and we'll get to Alabama. It Malzahn's job was all but done. Gus is going to go bye bye. What a bad football team and everything else. And they've turned around to, I believe, they're a legitimate threat against Alabama this upcoming weekend.
Well, you and a bunch of Auburn fans share that sentiment. I don't know how many other people do, but weird stuff does happen in this rivalry, and you make a great point. They started out 1-2, and for a while there, they were just really clicking on all cylinders. I mean, they beat Arkansas 56-3, and Arkansas has had some, you know, up and down season and everything, but yeah, they were clicking on all cylinders. Now, the way they were playing midseason when they had a healthy Sean White and a healthy Cameron Petway at tailback, they look good enough to compete with Alabama for sure. You know, now we don't really know if their quarterback Sean White is healthy enough to play, and Cameron Petway, who's got, you know, 1,100 rushing yards in seven games basically, he's back, but he's probably not 100%. So those are guys that they absolutely need to really compete with Alabama. But then again, you know, it's you have to look around the country, and it's hard to figure out a team that would beat Alabama, you know, 4 times out of 10. you know, there are some that could beat them on any given day for sure, but they just look that good on, especially on defense.
Now, you know, my buddy Rod Bramlett's legendary call a couple of years ago. And
oh, yeah.
My goodness. You know, because you never know in this rivalry. And you mentioned the quarterback. You know, Gus said White threw some in practice
right.
On Monday. That's not overly encouraging if you're an Auburn fan.
Coy. Yeah, he's pretty coy about that. You know, the way he said it could have meant he tossed the ball to the ball boy, you know, a loose ball to the ball boy. He did not emphasize that he was practicing, but he said he really hasn't thrown a pass in the last couple of weeks of practice. So, you know, we're going to talk to him in just a couple hours here and see if he has an update. But my hunch is he's going to play that close to the vest. He said he wouldn't really make a call until after today's practice. So I think that's going to be a pretty tightly kept secret. Although, you know, if he's 80%, he's not one of those strong-arm quarterbacks that If he's 80%, that means he can throw 70 yards instead of 80. You know, he's a guy that needs that arm strength. They got, because you got to throw downfield some against Alabama.
Right.
I mean, he may get sacked. You know, he may not go anywhere, but you got to show him that. So I don't know. I don't know if he's 80%. I don't know that he's their best option.
And if that ends up being the case, what's your hunch on who goes for Auburn?
I think it's got to be Jeremy Johnson. He's a senior. He played okay against Alabama A&M. He's a an FCS team. That was his first real action since the first game. But you know, he started some last year. I mean, he started the season as a starter last year. They were real high on him. He's not a world beater, even though he looks the part of a world beater. About 6'5", you know, strong armed and everything. But he can run some, and he can throw. He's made some mistakes, had some poor decisions last year that kind of cost him the starting job. But I don't know that he's a great option to beat Alabama, but he seems like the best option. And then they've got John Franklin III, who was the backup all season. But he's a runner, you know. He's only thrown maybe 15 or so passes all year. So maybe they've got something that, you know, they think they can work with him as a passer, but just consistently for four quarters. You can't have a 170-pound quarterback running his own read for 3 hours against that Alabama defense. He'll get beat the heck beat out of him.
Well, you know, that being said, it's no mystery really as to what Auburn is going to do for you or against you, I should say, on offense. To me, the question on defense is, will they have enough to at least slow Alabama down and keep themselves in this football game?
Well, this is a different Auburn team. You know, they haven't had a good defense in years, but they do now. I mean, it's not – there's only one Alabama defense. So I'm not – you can't compare the two of them, but you know, Auburn's got some couple NFL prospects on the defensive line and on Travis Adams and Carl Lawson. They're solid on the back end and at linebacker. They are a good defense. I don't think they've allowed a rushing touchdown in 8 games. You know, I'd be shocked if that didn't end Saturday. But that does not mean that they can't. I think that they'll have some success against Alabama, because Alabama hasn't got a. You know, they haven't had been clicking with the downfield passing game or anything either. It's Jalen Hurts just kind of willing them to wins and win with some big runs and stuff. But that defense that Auburn's got is much better than they've had in, you know, maybe the last decade. Even the national championship season in 2010, this one's a more complete defense.
Well, you talked about some of those NFL prospects. One thing that they do, they put some pressure on the quarterback, and Alabama has not really had that happen to them this season. I mean, Auburn's got 25 sacks and 82 hurries. Mm-hmm. That could theoretically change the dynamic of this football game.
Yeah, you know, and Carl Lawson's got 9 sacks, so he's got even more than Jonathan Allen at Alabama and Tim Williams at Alabama, who get a lot more attention. But that's definitely a factor. That's a factor you go in any game. But you know, the speed and the size of Jalen Hurts. I mean, you know, they don't have to drop back and just throw. They're not going to drop back 30 times and just throw from the pocket. So there are ways to negate that, but yeah, there's always a possibility when you've got a good pass rush and a really elite pass rusher like Lawson that you can make some plays happen. And Jalen Hurts has had some fumbles. He's had interceptions.
Right.
I mean, he's no matter how good he looks, a lot of times he's still a freshman. So you can make a big play and force a turnover on them. I mean, it's happened before. So. I mean, that absolutely could be a game changer, or, you know, they could. They've got some. Alabama's got some NFL talent on the offensive line too, so that'll be a really good matchup to watch.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the more intriguing ones for me, because as I was watching Hurts and I went back over the games that he's played this year. Look, I mean, nobody's denying the guy's talent, but he hasn't really been pressured in too many football games all that much. The ability to tuck and run, obviously, is a big thing. But they were limited to a certain degree offensively against LSU. I'm with you. I actually think Auburn's defense is a little better than LSU's this year. And, you know, to me, it's one of those wrinkles that I could certainly see a freshman quarterback, you know, do the taster's choice blindfold test.
Yeah, absolutely.
That maybe he feels a little bit of this pressure, and if they do get a little bit of ball security issue going on there, maybe Auburn can keep it in the loop. Flipping to Alabama, you know, again, Hurts, as you've said, just a magnificent season. And once Nick made the choice to go in that direction, they've never looked back, and rightfully so. For people who aren't familiar with this kid, give a little thumbnail on what this guy brings to the table.
Well, you know, Saban went into Texas and got that guy out of the way from, you know, Texas A&M and those guys recruiting him. And he's a son. He's a coach's son from Channelview, Texas. He's got he just, you know, when you talk to the team and the coaches, he just got that I hate to use this cliche, but kind of that it factor. And you can see it because he's had games. I mean, he fumbled against USC on his first career snap. He fumbled. But he had a fumble that was Ole Miss returned for a touchdown. And every single time he's bounced back with poise and it's like it didn't even happen. So you know, you can harry him in the mistakes and stuff, but it doesn't seem to linger. It's not like you're gonna rattle him and he's not gonna recover. He's shown that maturity and that poise to recover from freshman mistakes or just great defensive plays.
John Zehner from the Associated.
No, we don't talk to freshmen, so we haven't actually talked to them since he got there.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. The Nick rule. John Zehner from the Associated Press joining us here in the Attack. You know, and you raise a good point there. He's almost like a relief pitcher. He seems to have that let's completely forget about it memory, and he isn't rattled. On the defensive side, what is Alabama going to throw at Auburn, and can Auburn counter what's going to be coming at them? That's kind of been the theme over the last couple of years, is what the defense is able to do to Auburn's offense.
Yeah, well, I think they're going to throw some tanks and some Humvees, and I mean that's the way it looks sometimes. I mean, you know, the offense has been a little hit or miss sometimes, but the defense, I mean, I think it's been more than 9 quarters since they've allowed a touchdown. They've got NFL prospects all over the field, every level. I mean, Jonathan Allen, he's defensive end who he doesn't even lead the team in sacks, but he's scored 2 touchdowns on defense. He's you get a lot of especially with Lamar Jackson creeping back, you get a lot of people who are thinking about putting them on their Heisman ballot at 1, 2, or 3 somewhere.
Yeah,
that he's
going
to get some Heisman votes. But then they've got Tim Williams, who's a specialist. Basically, he doesn't. I'd be surprised if he plays 20 snaps a game most of the time, but he's, you know, he leads the team. He's got 8 sacks. He's just an NFL pass rusher for sure. And then Ryan Anderson, same deal at linebacker. So they're just absolutely loaded on defense. And they lost their star safety Eddie Jackson, who scored a defensive touchdown and run 2 punts back for touchdowns this season before he was lost with a broken leg. So. They've just kind of shuffled another 5-star prospect in his place, and they really haven't missed a beat since then. And that's you can't understate that loss. That's a big loss for any team, but for Alabama, they just have so much talent that they and depth that they can overcome something like that better than most teams. So that defense is, you know, the 2011 defense may have set the standard, but this one's up there, and they're more tailor made for these fast paced off spread offenses because they've just got so much speed out there. And I haven't even mentioned their linebacker Reuben Foster, who just seems like he doesn't miss a tackle.
They are better than the Cleveland Browns, I think, but you know, it's a discussion for a different day. You know, when it comes down to it, if there was a perceived weakness with Alabama, it was probably special teams, but they've actually addressed that as well. You know, 3 punt returns for touchdowns, 12 other non-offensive touchdowns. I mean, they just come at you in waves, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. And I can see Auburn being competitive, but I just can't see them winning it. What say you before we let you go?
Well, I'm with you. I mean, you never know in a game like this. Auburn could play over its heads. If Cameron Petway is back and they can muster some sort of running game, then you know, never say never in a rivalry game, but it would obviously be a huge upset. So I think Alabama has to make some mistakes against most teams to lose.
Well, you know, I yeah, we'll see. I mean, you know, I'm with you. Where can we find you on social media? And, of course, all your good work and writings.
Well, I'm on Twitter at Jay Zehner, Z-E-N-O-R. And then our website for college football is collegefootball.ap.org.
Well, we appreciate the couple minutes. Listen, I don't know if you're traveling or not for the holiday, but safe travels if you are, and certainly enjoy it with family and friends, and best to you. We'd love to have you back on down the line.
All right. Well, thanks for having me, and you do the same.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. John Zehner from the Associated Press. And, you know, look, it's an Iron Bowl rivalry. You never know which way it's going to go. Auburn cannot sneak their way in, but, boy, there would be nothing better to set the apple cart and at least get the committee thinking. However, I'll put this caveat in there. Even with one loss, if they won their championship game, they're still going to the Final Four. So let's keep that in mind as well. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, that's it for this edition of The Attack. I want to thank John Zehner for coming on board. He was a lot of fun and a good sport. Hope you enjoyed all the little Thanksgiving side dishes. Robert never did chime in with his favorite, but he must have a lot of favorites, therefore. And, you know, look, it's all about family. It's all about friends. It's all about sitting down and enjoying it a little bit, watching a little football, set the politics aside, leave it at the door, and just enjoy yourself this weekend. Happy and healthy to everybody. We'll be back on Monday with a fresh edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your turkey. And more important, just enjoy the day.